Well, good morning, cowboy. How are you doing? A bit of a headache, huh? It's not surprising. Here, drink some water. Take some ibuprofen. You'll be fine. What am I doing here? Do you don't remember me coming over last night? Okay, wait a minute. Let's start from the beginning. What do you remember about last night? Okay, so you were drinking with the guys, and then they left. And do you remember texting me? You don't. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. So you don't remember texting me at all, and you don't remember when I showed up last night. Okay. So you texted me, help, help, I need help. Can you come over right now? Help. It was also like a lot of help instead of help, but I got the message. I tried to call you, but you didn't pick up. So, of course I came over and because I thought you like legitimately needed help, but there you were on the couch and you were clearly drunk. I can't believe you don't remember any of this. And so, sorry, this was just too funny. So I asked you what the problem was, and you looked me dead in the eyes and you said, I can't get my pants off. And I'm sorry. I probably should have been pissed. I mean, you know, here I was at home in my pajamas. I had already brushed my teeth. And I come over because you're having an emergency. And the emergency was that you couldn't get your pants off. It was a little ridiculous. Okay. Oh, no. No, that is not the end of the story. I did not help you undo your pants and then crash on the couch. Oh, no. Things got much more interesting than that. While I was trying to unbutton your pants, you kept talking about, how to put this in such a, in a dignified manner. About how horny you were. Yeah, and about how nice it was to have somebody taking your pants off. Which was quite hilarious, because that is... we've known each other for a long time, and I can't say that you've ever asked me to take your pants off before, and you've certainly never talked about being horny while I was taking your pants off. Or really, other than generally speaking... at all. So it was a bit weird. And so then I stopped taking your pants off because you were starting to freak me out a little bit. And then you got kind of pouty, which was also really adorable. And you said, I really just want my pants off. And I said, is that all you want? And you kind of looked at me and I said, if you let me do anything I want, I'll take your pants off. And then you said, uh-huh. And I said, no. And I got out my phone and I recorded you saying that I could do anything I wanted to you as long as I took your pants off. Mm-hmm. Of course you said yes. You really wanted your pants off. Apparently. And so I took your pants off. Is that all that happened? Oh, no. No, let's see where to start. Well, I decided that maybe all of your clothes needed to come off. Uh-huh. So I had you naked, and then I told you to stand up, which you did, although you almost fell over when you stood up, but you managed to stay on your feet. And then I looked you up and down, and I made you turn around. And I said that you looked very cute, all naked, and that you had a very cute little cock. And you got all flustered when I said that. It was really, really cute. And then I told you to do the helicopter for me. You know, the helicopter when you, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And you just did it. I don't know if it's like if I was tapping into some sort of deep desire to, I don't know, follow orders or something, or if you were just too drunk to care, but you did the helicopter for me. You swung your little hips and your penis went li li li. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I didn't take any video of that part. That was just for me. That is just for my memory, forever and ever and ever, of you doing the helicopter. So then I said, what else? And I had to think about it for a second because, you know, I mean, it's not every day that you have the opportunity to make your friend do all sorts of fun things for you. And at that point, you were getting kind of hard. I don't know if it was just from being naked in front of me or if it was because I ordered you to do something, but I was looking at your hard cock. It's so weird to say now in the light of day, but your cute little cock. And all I could think was, how cute would you look in my panties? Oh my God, so cute. Like, yeah, they're pink. They're a little sheer. They've got cute little bow on them. And then, like, the whole backside is sheer, so you can. Anyway, so I took my panties off. You get really excited about that, but I was like, no. And then I made you put them on. And you really liked them. You did a little shimmy for me, which I did not have to tell you was like not typical for you, but I don't know. I kind of lost my head a little bit because for some reason, seeing your hard little cock in my panties, it drove me a little crazy. Yeah. So, I don't know. It really got me worked up. And I asked you if I could rub your cock. And you were like, yep. Not that you really remember any of this, but so I got you kind of worked up. And I could tell you were getting quite close, but well, I wasn't ready for the fun to end. So I stopped and I took a few pictures. Do you want to see them? I'll show them to you later. So then I started thinking what other kinds of fun we could have. And while I'm sitting there thinking, you're kind of standing there in front of me, all pouty because I didn't get you to come. And then you asked me if you really had a small dick. Like, you wanted to know what I really thought. And I said, yeah, well, you know, it's pretty small. And, you know, it's cute and all, but, you know, not that big. And I said, it's too bad I didn't have my big cock with me. And I could show you what a real cock looks like. And never thought I'd be sad that I didn't pack my strap-on to carry around, but your face lit up like crazy, and you were like, oh, I've got some, though. And you pulled me into the bedroom, and you showed me your dildo collection, like you were proud of it. I mean, and you just kind of stood there, like, with this stupid grin on your face. It was really freaking adorable. And so then I started pulling each one out and looking at them, and you have quite the collection. I had no idea you were such a little ass slut. The things you learn about your friends when they're drunk, So... then I started looking at them and thinking about what I might do with them. And at that point, I decided I was going to make you come with a toy in your ass. So I had you lay on the bed and I picked out a nice thick toy. Not your biggest toy. I mean, you were probably drunk enough and loose enough for that, but, you know. The goal was to get some more photos, not, you know, permanently damage your body. So I got the decent sized one. Yeah. Yeah, the purple one. Yeah, it's pretty cute, isn't it? Yeah. And it's quite sizable. And I ordered you to lay on the bed. I ordered you to pull down my panties. And you did just like an obedient little slut. It was really impressive. I mean, you must have some real natural submissive tendencies. And then you just pulled your knees up to your chest, and there it was, your ass. And so, I fucked your ass. Yeah, I wasn't too gentle about it either. I got video of that too. Of you with your tongue hanging out of your mouth, basically panting like a schoolgirl. While I've got one hand on my phone videoing you and the other hand guiding that purple dildo in and out of you. I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty hot. And you were so hard. That cock of yours, I thought it was just gonna... ooh. And I fucked you until you came. And you made such a big mess all over your stomach. And then you just passed out. You passed out so hard. It just kind of left me standing there with your purple dildo in my hand. And my phone in the other, just being like, what just happened here? So now, you know what happened last night. And you know what I have on my phone. And I think the relationship dynamics of our friendship, I think they're going to change a little. Oh, I think they're going to change.